Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
I'm tracking our next front, and that's going to bring some scattered showers and thunderstorms in our northern counties. I'll show you the timeline.
A plane has crashed here behind me in Rocky Mount, right along Raleigh Boulevard. Coming up, I'll tell you if anybody was hurt.
History will be made today when, for the first time, a former president goes on trial for criminal charges. What you can expect when Donald Trump walks into the courtroom today.
And Scottie Scheffler walks away from a weekend in Augusta, Georgia with his second green jacket. Now the top player in the world won the 2024 Masters Tournament. 4:30 is the time right there, and lots of green down in Augusta for sure happening with that jacket. I'm Jeff Hogan. It's good to have you with us here.
And I'm Renee Chu. We're here to kick off your Monday morning. We'll see if there's any green on the radar there. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center. Well, take a look here at this cold front that's going to be dropping in on us. There was some thunder and lightning with this. Earlier, there was the potential for some severe weather. And we have just a sliver of a chance of some severe storms up in our northern counties for tonight. This is a look at Futurecast this morning. We're looking at clear skies. It's going to be a pretty start this morning. And it is going to be a toasty day today. It was a warm weekend, especially Sunday. And we're going to continue that trend. Here comes that front. This is Monday. This is this morning at 8 a.m. All the way through lunchtime, we are clear, clear, clear. But once we get into say dinner time and into the evening, we see that front starting to drift southward. And again, it's really right along the Virginia line where we could have that potential for thunderstorms. Most of us will just feel like summer today. Live look at North Hills right now. It's 59 degrees. It's warm. We have that southwesterly wind keeping our temperatures warm this week. Heading out the door, it is 60 up in South Hills, 61 in Rocky Mount, 62 in Southern Pines, and 59 in Durham. So it is, it's warm out there. Our skies are clear, and we're going to end up with clear skies for most of the day for the bulk of us. But look at that. Temperature climb into the upper 80s, and that trend is with us all week long. I'll show you how close we'll be to records.
With breaking news we're following this morning, a small plane crashed into the side of a Rocky Mount road, and this happened just before midnight. West Raleigh Boulevard is the location, right in between Nashville Road and Edwards Street, right in Rocky Mount. Nick Perlin is there on the scene in the WRL breaking news tracker, and Nick, that pilot was able to walk away from this crash.
Jeff, that's right. Law enforcement tell me miraculously nobody was hurt in this plane crash behind me, which is pretty crazy considering what you're seeing right here is quite extraordinary. I'm actually going to get behind the camera and give you a better look at what we're seeing right here. I'm going to zoom in here on this plane, and as you can see, there's a lot of debris on the ground right there near the plane. You can see it looks like the wheel of the plane was knocked off, as well as one of the wings, and the other wing that's still intact. You can see it's smashed up against the ground, pretty crunched up there. So a lot of damage to this plane. I'm going to zoom out just a little bit just to show you. Law enforcement has this entire stretch of West Raleigh Boulevard blocked off. This is from Edwards Street all the way down to Nashville Road. Now, believe it or not, when we got out here at around 2 a.m., people heard what happened, and they told me that they are stunned with what they saw.
You really don't see this every day. I was on the way to get some gas, and I saw the blue lights, and next thing I know, I got closer and closer, and this is what I seen. So, wow.
We're told the FAA will be here at around 8 a.m. to begin investigating this plane crash. Obviously, I mean, just a crazy sight here so early this morning. We're going to stay on top of this one, and any new information, we'll be sure to update you. Live in Rocky Mount, Nick Perlin, WRAL News.
Happening today for the first time in history, a criminal trial for a former president of the United States is getting started. Donald Trump is charged with 34 low-level felony counts of falsifying business records to cover up scandalous secrets from voters during the 2016 campaign. Here's what we're expecting today. Prosecutors and lawyers for Donald Trump will begin interviewing hundreds of prospective jurors in a New York court. People who are in the pool of potential jurors will be asked dozens of questions each. Those questions are designed to determine whether they can be impartial. Some of the questions will be like those for any trial. Duke law professor and former federal prosecutor Shane Stansberry says jurors will face some questions unique to this case as well.
There'll also be more pointed questions about whether they follow Donald Trump on Truth Social or whether they're part of groups like the Proud Boys, all sorts of questions like that to try to get a better sense of who this group is. And under state law, under the New York process, the lawyers will get to ask follow-up questions to those jurors, and that can take some time.
Jury selection is expected to take at least a week. All told, the trial is expected to last 6 to 8 weeks. Trump will be expected to be in court every day.
A man arrested after being found with a child who was missing from Durham will appear in a Raleigh court today. 22-year-old Preston Baker was pulled over on I-40 Saturday afternoon by Wake County Sheriff's deputies. That's when they found the child who was reported as a runaway. Baker is charged with first-degree kidnapping and statutory rape.
The clock is ticking for you to get those tax returns in. The deadline is tonight at 11:59, so you have about 19 and a half hours. WRL's Kelsey Coffey joins live from a post office in Raleigh. And Kelsey, it is time to file, or folks can ask for an extension.
Renee, that deadline is almost here, so we're expecting to see some folks headed in a mad dash here to the post office to get those taxes filed. So you may be getting your paperwork together at the last minute today. If you don't think you'll be able to file by midnight, you can receive a file extension. That'll give you an extra 6 months. Keep in mind that extension is only to file your return. You'll still have to pay any outstanding balance to the IRS. If you don't, you'll get a 5% penalty on your unpaid taxes each month you're late. So even if you don't pay in full today, it's best just to at least pay something to avoid those penalties. If you want more information about how to file your taxes, just head to our website, WREL.com. Kelsey Coffey, WREL News, live in Raleigh.
Now to the unrest in the Middle East. An hours-long Israeli war cabinet meeting ended without a decision on how Israel will respond to Iran's missile and drone attack. President Biden and senior members of his national security team told their counterparts the U.S. will not participate in any offensive action against Iran. Iran launched the attack in response to a strike widely blamed on Israel in Syria this month and killed two Iranian generals.
The Jewish Federation of Greater Raleigh hosted an inter-community Seder with over 100 participants. The organization's CEO shared how he's seen people within his community affected by attacks over the weekend.
I know a lot of my peers were on the phone talking to their friends, making sure they were okay. This morning, we're so grateful for the United States and the coalition of countries that helped Israel thwart the attack and that there was minimal damage. But it's a very, very concerning time, and we're all on edge right now about what's going to happen.
In a statement on its Facebook page, the Jewish Federation of Greater Raleigh said, "All of our thoughts and prayers go to our family and friends in Israel right now."
Breaking news this morning. Two law enforcement officers are dead after a shooting near Syracuse, New York. This happened last night in Salina, a suburb north of Syracuse. Syracuse police officer and Onondaga Sheriff, County Sheriff's deputy were shot and killed while investigating reports of a stolen car. The Sheriff's Department says the suspect also died at the hospital.
A tragic update in the search for Blake and London Devon. Fayetteville police say they found unidentified skeletal remains. London's biological mother talked on camera for the first time only to WREL. The FBI and police searched a home on Berrydale Drive last week. That is the last place adoptive siblings Blake and London Devon were believed to be seen alive. However, officials say the skeletal remains were not found there. Sherry Foster, the biological mother of missing 27-year-old London Devon, says the FBI is asking her to provide DNA in the case.
All these years, I thought she just didn't want to see me. Now I found out she's missing.
WREL has also tried getting in touch with adoptive mother Avante Devon. We have not been able to reach her. Fayetteville police say testing the skeletal remains could take weeks or months.
Another jump in inflation means your family dinner is going to cost more.
Do you dread seeing your bill every time? Yeah, I try not to look at it.
WREL investigates why grocery prices went up during the pandemic with good reason, but haven't come back down. How that $6 bag of chips is bad news for your budget and lining the pockets of corporate CEOs. That story is tonight at 6.
Scottie Scheffler has another green jacket. On Sunday, the top-ranked player in the world clinched his second Masters tournament. Scheffler won the tournament by 4 strokes. He also won the Masters back in 2022. He'll try to win another major next month at the PGA Championship in Louisville. After that, it'll be the U.S. Open at Pinehurst No. 2 in June.
Today, the fate of Rust Armor Hannah Gutierrez-Reed will be decided. How much prison time she's facing after being found guilty of involuntary manslaughter.
And this is a live look at Apex. Roads are dry and temperatures are warming up in the Triangle. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner will tell us when we could see temperatures in the 90s. We have a level one risk for severe storms up in our north and eastern counties. So it's a level two for Northampton County and a little sliver of Mecklenburg County. That's likely to happen late tonight. Matter of fact, closer to midnight. As a matter of fact, you can see here as we get into 10, 11, 12, that's when we're most likely to see that. And really, the bulk of it's going to be well to the north. We're not likely to see much of that here in the Triangle area today. But tomorrow, we're in for a better chance for some scattered storms. We take a live look at Apex this morning. It's a warm start out there. Temperatures upper 50s to low 60s. Actually feels pretty good out there. 61 in Lewisburg, 57 in Irwin, 58 in South Hill this morning. School day forecast, temperatures, maybe since the kids will be in shorts and t-shirts, they may be comfortable in a long sleeve shirt this morning. We'll see 88 this afternoon.
Republicans in North Carolina's 13th congressional district are accusing each other of holding secret liberal beliefs. Kelly Daughtry and Brad Knott are competing in the runoff scheduled for May 14th. Daughtry and Knott are both attorneys. They both hail from politically connected families in the Triangle. Both say they want to crack down on crime and illegal immigration. But the race has become a mudslinging contest over each candidate's ties to Democrats. It is the subject of an in-depth report by our NC Capitol team. For the full story, you can go to the NC Capitol section of WRL.com.
Today, the armorer from the set of the movie Rust will learn her sentence. A judge will sentence Hannah Gutierrez-Reed today. A jury found her guilty of involuntary manslaughter in the onset shooting death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins. Gutierrez-Reed was responsible for gun safety on the set. She faces up to 18 months in prison.
United Airlines suspended flights over the weekend after Israel briefly closed its airspace. The carrier is the only U.S. airline to have resumed service to Israel since the Hamas attacks in October. Delta was scheduled to restart flights to Tel Aviv on June 7th. American Airlines has not resumed Israel flights.
Authorities in Mexico are trying to figure out what caused a helicopter crash that killed 3 people. The helicopter crashed in a Mexico City neighborhood on Sunday. Officials say it was a private helicopter.
Major news organizations are urging President Biden and former President Trump to hold debates before November's election. About a dozen organizations, including CNN, Fox, and NPR, posted an open letter yesterday. The letter says general election debates have, quote, played a vital role in every presidential election of the past 50 years. It's not clear if the two candidates will face off on a stage ahead of the election. Biden has not publicly committed to debating Trump, although he has not ruled it out. Trump has said he would debate Biden anytime, anywhere.
Virginia Tech is hosting events this week in remembrance of the people killed in a mass shooting there 17 years ago tomorrow. Over the weekend, hundreds of people gathered on campus for a run honoring the victims. 32 people died when a gunman opened fire on campus on April 26, 2007. People who were part of the memorial run say it's important to remember them.
It's a way to keep the spirits of the lost people alive, right? To keep their memories alive. We can't have them here with us physically. I wish that we could because they were all very, very special people.
The university plans to hold a wreath laying and moment of silence tomorrow.
The Portland Trailblazers are not going to the playoffs, but they wrapped up their season by giving more of their fans a chance to get into the action. Their last home game, they became the first team to offer fans with vision loss a way to experience the game through vibrations. New technology called OnCourt tracks the game data in real time and plays it out through vibrations on a tablet.
It's telling me where the ball is at with vibration. So currently it is with the Trailblazers. I hope this thing becomes a thing and I can watch football, my husband, and hockey.
For now, one court is still in the testing phase. Only 8 of those prototypes exist. The company CEO says he hopes more teams and leagues will get on board with it.
It is 4:48 on your Monday and temperatures feeling mild out there. But this week, get ready for summer-like temperatures. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center with a look at those rising temps.
Yeah, we had 83 yesterday and that felt okay. The humidity was fairly low and, you know, in the shade in particular, it felt pretty nice out there. I'll take a live look at North Hills this morning. It's 59, so not bad at all. But if you happen to be out early yesterday, temperatures were chilly, about 10 to 15 degrees cooler than they are right now. It was really pleasant. I was out for a little early morning run at Umstead and definitely wearing the long sleeves, but definitely warm by the time that we were done with our run. 52 in Roxborough, 51, 61 in Rocky Mount, 59 in Raleigh, and in Fayetteville, and it's 62 right now in Southern Pines. Temperatures right now are about, like I said, 10 to 15 degrees warmer than they were this time yesterday, except for Fayetteville, just 5 degrees. But it was a very pleasantly cool start yesterday with temperatures in the 40s early on. And of course, we're not going to see that again for maybe a while. Around town this afternoon, 88 in Raleigh and Durham, 89 in Fayetteville. We'll see mostly sunny skies. We do have the chance of a few isolated thunderstorms up near the Virginia line for tonight, and we'll take a closer look at that coming up. A lot of the country is seeing temperatures above normal. Our normal high is in the low 70s, so these 80s again are way above normal, but we're in good company. Again, you can see the yellow and orange shaded areas. That's where temperatures are above normal, and that is the case all the way through the end of the work week. And then we may see some cooler temperatures by Sunday after a front comes through. 72 is our normal high temperature, and look at that, we're in the 80s all the way through Friday and most likely Saturday as well. But then we move back into a slightly wetter pattern. Here's a look at satellite and radar. We're all clear this morning with a southwesterly flow. We take a look at futurecast. There is a cold front. We call it a backdoor front. Drops in on us from the north northeast, and that's going to bring us a chance of some scattered showers and thunderstorms. Notice at 7 o'clock, we start to see some showers and storms along with that front. By 10 o'clock, it drops in across our viewing area. And again, really hangs out up to the north. It fizzles out before we see too much of it down to the south. Now, tomorrow, another story. We have that warm front that just lingers, and we may end up with some scattered showers and thunderstorms after sunset tomorrow as well. So we take a look, about a 30% chance for tonight and again for tomorrow night as well. After that, we just continue to hold it in the 80s and then a little more active as we get into next weekend. Coming up, we'll talk a little more about the timeline for those storms.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Congratulations are in order for Brittany Griner and her wife. Their big announcement next.
And runners will hit the pavement in just a few hours for the running of the Boston Marathon. A look ahead to the iconic race. Celebrities are using their influence to raise awareness about important causes. David Daniel gives us 2 upcoming examples in the Hollywood Minute.
The Breakthrough Prize in Fundamental Physics goes to Hitotoshi Katori and Jun Yi.
Entertainment and science came together at the Breakthrough Awards, considered by some the Oscars of science. Celebrities honored this year's laureates in life sciences, fundamental physics, and mathematics at the Academy Museum of Motion Pictures. Each winner receives a $3 million prize. The 2024 Breakthrough Prize ceremony premieres on YouTube on Sunday, April 21st.
A little bittersweet because I'm not going to be with these wonderful people in the same way.
Friends of the late Peter Boyle are reuniting to honor the beloved actor who died in 2006 of multiple myeloma. It's the International Myeloma Foundation's annual gala benefiting the Peter Boyle Research Fund. Ray Romano, Boyle's friend and Everybody Loves Raymond co-star, is hosting the 15th annual IMF Gala Thursday in New York. Patricia Heaton from Raymond will also be on hand, along with Tony Danza and other celebs.
That was David Daniel reporting.
Today marks 102 years since the Titanic sunk. On this day in 1912, the ship sank in the North Atlantic after hitting an iceberg. Only 740 of the more than 2,300 people who were on board survived. Last summer, the wreckage of the ship was at the center of another tragedy as 5 explorers died when the deep sea craft imploded as they were traveling to the Titanic site. Tonight on WRAL, Tar Heel Traveler examines a local tie to the sinking of the Titanic. The connection lives on in the Roxborough Post Office. You can catch that story at 5:55 tonight here on WRAL.
WNBA star Brittany Griner and her wife are expecting their first child. In a post to social media over the weekend, they say their baby is due in July. Griner is about to start her 11th season in the WNBA. She had her career disrupted in 2022 when Russian authorities detained her on a drug charge. She was eventually freed in a prisoner swap.
Just months away from the Paris Olympics now, and in Durham, seniors are taking part in their own competition for the gold. The Durham Senior Games kick off today. They are part of a year-round health promotion for people ages 50 and up. Some of the competitions include visual arts, pickleball, cornhole, and shuffleboard. The Senior Games take place in different locations in Durham, and they run through May 2nd.
In just a few hours, more than 30,000 runners will hit the streets for the Boston Marathon. The race field will include runners from all 50 states and more than 129 countries. The first wave of runners will start the 26.2-mile race at 10 this morning. This year marks the 128th running of the Boston Marathon.
Civil War is exceeding expectations at the box office. The movie about conflict within the U.S. brought in more than $25 million in its opening weekend. That makes it the biggest R-rated opening so far this year. It's also the biggest opening ever for the studio behind it, A24.
A plane crashed behind me in Rocky Mount late Sunday night. Coming up at 5, I'll tell you everything we know.
And a look ahead to the first ever criminal trial of a former U.S. president. Donald Trump prepares to enter a Manhattan courtroom this morning.
NC State will celebrate its historic basketball season today, and we'll tell you about all the events happening today on campus.